What's the challenge with their offensive line?
Well, they're scheme. It's one of the most talented groups in the league. I'll say that. You know, they've got three number one picks that are all athletic. They have good size. They really do a nice job of combo blocking. You know, they're a big zone team, so with their athletic ability, they really stretch in and put a premium on maintaining your gap control, because teams that do that, you end up with one guy out of a gap, you know, and with this runner, you know, his ability to cut the ball back to the open area. They do a nice job of working up to the second level to the linebackers, and then they're athletic enough that they really do a good job in pass pro. But they're, you know, their run game's where everything starts, because they've got a very good play action pass game with a mobile quarterback that, you know, can get out on the perimeter and have the option to, you know, run or throw. And, you know, it all ties together. But, you know, I think their ability to run the ball, number one, and then the play action pass. And one of the things they do a real nice job of is you don't see them, you know, normally they keep the down and distance to their advantage. So, you know, this is a team that doesn't have a lot of third and longs. You know, you've got far more third and five or less, which they've done a great job of converting a high percentage of those, which is evident by leading the league in third down conversion.
Now, you guys were number one against the run your first year here in 2009. It seems like you got the same ranking now this year, but it seems like you're doing it differently. Like, can you kind of compare and contrast the run defense from your first year here to how you're doing it now?
Right. Well, this is, you know, that's eight seasons ago, basically, and things have changed a lot. You know, we're seeing a lot more three wide receiver personnel groups. Probably have played far more sub personnel, you know, nickel personnel than we did at that time. You know, we were more in base 3-4, you know, because we were seeing more two wide receiver sets, whether there were one tight end and two backs or two tight ends and one back. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, I think, is probably more conventional run attacks at that point in time, where now you see a team like Dallas that's going to use multiple personnel groups. So they have the ability, you know, they have the ability to get into big people and use two, three tight ends, or, you know, they can run the ball very well with three wide receivers and one tight end on the field.
Do you feel your run defenders play maybe with a little different style than the guys that you had back then?
Yeah, the style changes, you know, based off of the personnel groups that you have on the field. You know, I mean, you remember that we'd line up, you know, three guys that were 335, 340, you know, back then, you know, so where I think that, you know, we've got a little bit more athletic ability, quickness, but people are spreading you out, and you need more athletic ability. You still need the guys that can hang in there with a line like this, because this line's a combination of not only size, but they're very good athletes, so you have to match up the same kind of athletes with them.
Now, there's a couple guys on defense that when you ask them about Joe Thomas, they all call him a smart football player. As a coach, where do you sort of see that translate, either in the classroom or on the field?
Well, I like Joe. You know, I mean, again, Joe's played a lot more football now than what he had, you know, at this time last year. You know, I like the flexibility he gives us, because he's obviously our sub-linebacker. You know, he's a little different style player than Blake and Jake. You know, I think he can go in and do some of those same things. But, you know, I think he can match up when you put people out there, you know, against the third down personnel groups that you see. And you have to have somebody that can match up with them, or else you become very limited in what you can do. So Joe's made a lot of improvement. I think he still will improve a lot. He's a young guy. You know, so your first year, you're seeing a lot of things for the first time. You know, he's had that go around now, and I think he's off to a good start for us.
Is it just feeling different around here this week, since it's your best against their best? Is there a different vibe or anything like that, or is that just kind of a media storyline?
You know, I think our guys have done a nice job each week of trying to come in and you know, you always look back at what you did the week before and try to improve on that. You know, we felt, you know, from the Lions game to the Giants game, we made improvement in some areas that we needed to make improvement in. And it doesn't take long, okay, looking at these guys on tape to know that we're going to have to be at our best. They're the best in the league at running the ball, and so sure, it's a challenge, you know. But I like our guys' approach and attitude, and they look forward to challenges, and we know that we have to be at our best Sunday because we're going against a team that very, very efficient. You know, they've got two rookies, you know, quarterback and running back, but those guys are doing a tremendous job because they're very efficient. They've done a great job their first five games of controlling the tempo of the game, which is what you can do if you can run the ball effectively. Same way we feel on defense, that if we can stop the run, we can control the tempo of the game and get people into situations that are advantageous to us. But they haven't turned the ball over much. Now, you know, you got a rookie quarterback who's played five games, hasn't thrown an interception. So he's made really good decisions, and they've kept on schedule for the most part with their run, their play action pass game. When they have gotten in third down, they convert a very high percentage of those third and five or less. So I think our guys are well aware. You don't have to look at a lot of tape to see the challenge that we have on Sunday.
Speaking of that rookie quarterback, I think the book on them, generally speaking, is maybe you can confuse them or rattle them. Have you seen any of that at all in him?
I really haven't. One of the things that's been impressive is he's been very poised. You haven't seen he's made a lot. He makes a lot of good decisions. And even when people have come with pressure, you know, he's made good decisions, and I think he's well coached and knows where to go with the ball and has not made a lot of negative plays. And you combine that with the positive things that they do, and you've got a good combination. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look at their statistics. He'll go to his first read a lot of times, and, you know, on the play action pass stuff, you know, it's 1-2, and he gets the ball out of his hands. Plus, he's got enough athletic ability to make some plays with his legs and run with the ball.
Garrett was saying that he's seeing a lot of teams load up the box against them now. Are they the kind of team that will just keep running it like that, or are they smart enough, you know, they'll do whatever you give them?
Well, you know, I think they're confident that they can run the ball no matter what they see. You know, I think most really good running teams feel that way, that no matter what you put there, we're going to block in. We've got a running back that's going to make 4 yards or more, you know, which they do a really good job of. You know, I mean, our goal is always to stop them 3 yards or less, you know, every play, and try to get them into second and seven or more, you know, because if you're in second and five all day, you know, it takes a lot of your options away from you. But, you know, anytime you're averaging 155 yards a game rushing, you're going to see somebody creeping down in there, you know, to try to help out, because they're good enough one-on-one that if they get a hat on a hat and you've got somebody with two gaps, this running back will find where that opening gap is.
So you've seen Witten a lot of times in your career. What's allowed him to continue to excel at, what is he, 36 or whatever he is?
Well, he's still got the same instincts. I think he's got very good football instincts. You know, he understands how to get open. You know, he understands the leverage of a defender, that if the guy's on the outside, you know, he's going to normally press into him and break inside. Use his size, okay, to body position people. You know, very good hands. I think very good. Obviously, as a veteran, he has very good awareness of the game, and they will spread you out a lot. You know, you'll see some empty sets, and they've got the little guy Beasley, all right, that's been very productive, and then Witten's next. You know, those two guys have been extremely productive, and I think that the young quarterback has developed, you know, they're his kind of his security blanket.